The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
There's some big names that are still out there that I think can still be significant contributors to teams this year. My next guy on the list is also a defensive guy, BLG, and that's Melvin Ingram, pass rusher. He's not going to be like your stud main source of pass rushing anymore. That's not who he is. He's been banged up. He played in 7 games last year, but 2020 was his best passing rush grade in 3 years from Pro Football Focus. He's somebody that has shown if you pair him with another really good pass rusher, like he was with San Diego / LA with Joey Bosa, he can be effective for you. If he's the guy getting all the double teams, he's not going to be. But if you need a complimentary pass rusher, I think that Melvin Ingram has something left. And let's be honest, who in the NFL doesn't need another good pass rusher? Like, I can go through and pick teams. Like, I could pick the 49er, but pretty much every team in the league could use another good complimentary guy.
So I have him on my list too, Stats. And I actually have him going specifically, or at least should be going, to the Miami Dolphins. As you mentioned, Ingram's pass rush grade, he also had a 12.8 pressure rate, which ranked top 25 last year, according to PFF. And right now, Stats, the Dolphins' starting outside linebackers on their depth chart are Jalen Phillips, who I think a lot of people thought is arguably the top talent, like just based on tape alone. I've heard Benjamin Solak say this is like the top pass rusher from this year's draft. Now, obviously, it wasn't just simple as the tape for him due to his concussion history and everything, you know, that's gone on with him and off the field in terms of, like, you know, how much does this guy love football and everything. So, and he retired, you know, at one point. So, like, I don't know how reliable he is, although he's talented. And then Andrew Van Ginkel, Stats.
Yeah, Van Gink.
So I feel like you just want to add a little bit more there. I remember looking at the Dolphins defensive line, like, previously, even just before doing this exercise, and I just was like, I don't really love a lot of what's here. Like, it's fine, but, like, it feels like they could afford to add more. I think you add Melvin Ingram in there. I also had Justin Houston written down because he's still out there too. So I definitely feel like they could add another pass rusher.
I was looking at Justin Houston last night, and to me, I think Ingram is the better player at this point.
I agree.
Like, Houston is, he still flashes some, but he seems a lot more diminished than Ingram. So I was like, I wanted to pick a pass rusher because everybody always needs one. And I was going back and forth on those two guys, and I didn't realize that Ingram kind of bounced back a little bit last year when he was able to stay on the field. So I went with him, and I like your fit of Miami too, because I'm not as sold on Miami as everybody else seems to be. I feel like there's a bunch of people predicting big things for them this year. They obviously have major questions at quarterback, but, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm enamored with stars. I don't know how many stars are on this Miami Dolphins roster. Like, how many would you say?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, is Devontae Parker a star? Would you count him?
Right. The fact that you have to ask means no.
I mean, Tua is a star from like recognizability, but that hasn't, like, proven himself as a, like, talent level star. Who are we missing? This is a good question.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I look at their roster, and I'm not saying it's a bad roster because it's not by any stretch of the imagination. But when I look at the names on the roster and I compare that to how people are talking about the Miami Dolphins, I just feel like something's kind of missing there.
I think you could argue their coach is a star. I think there's a case for that. That's not exactly what you're asking. I mean, Jalen Waddle, I think, is star potential. Looking through their roster right now, I wouldn't say Will Fuller is a star.
Right.
Mike Gesicki could kind of be on the rise to stardom, but I don't know if he's one right now. Yeah, and then defensively, I mean, Xavien Howard is a star, like, no question.
Okay.
I think you could make the case for Byron Jones, but maybe not. I would say Howard for sure.
So you gave me a lot of, this guy's well-known in college, this guy could be, but not yet. So far, we have one name on the list. And when I look at teams in the AFC and who they're going to be competing against, like, that's not going to get it done. That's not going to be enough. A lot of those coin flips, like you're talking about, are going to have to come up heads for the Dolphins to be the kind of team that people are talking about them being this year.
So they need to add Melvin Ingram, add some more star power.
It helps. It's right. Like, again, if he's better than what you got, take him.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.